Moving Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees.
My God, I know this doesn't sound right to anyone out there, and I think I just shocked Dave. I've been the loudest I've ever been around him. He doesn't know what to think. I think I actually caused his internet to go offline because of that. Again. Ladies and gentlemen, oh yes, it is me, Trencher, invading Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour. Now, today I get a call. Mr. Murphy's like, boo-hoo me, I'm sick again, blame the kids. We know it's the hookers, dude. We totally know it's the hookers. Seriously. So tonight, because I am here, going to be playing some music. I hope someone else is recording this, because the computer that usually records Maraff is sitting behind me, near my computer bag, completely offline. Because, you know, I really don't feel like screwing around and trying to find an internet connection or hacking my way through anything. So what I'm going to do tonight is I've got music. I do have that. Thank goodness for jump drives. That way you also don't have to hear me adjust the volume on my computer over the air like the complete professional Murphy is. But I do have to say that I got music, but I really don't know how this is going to turn out. So we hope you enjoy. If you are listening live, and I see a few people are, go ahead and go over to the chat room by going to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat. Or actually, well, the cam and chat would work too, but you can go to the Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour link. Click on the chat live, and you can chat with me. I'd love to hear from you, because I know how this ends up. It'll be me and Murphy. And that's it. Usually works out that way most weeks. So let's see if we can add maybe an extra person who's actually going to say something. Right now I see Danger Boy in there. He was chatting with Murphy. Maybe he's a friend of Murphy and I won't scare him away too bad. But right now, I've been board hopping for a couple hours. There's one thing I definitely have to take care of right now. It's called a bathroom break. So let me just load up the longest song I can think of right off the top of my head. He goes, man, I gotta go.
take me alive. The time has come to make things right. You and I must fight for our rights. You and I must fight to survive. No one's gonna take me. Time has come to make things right. You and I must fight for our rights. You and I must fight to survive.
Muse, Knights of Sidonia. Love that song. Love that song. But you want to, there's a reason I played it. Now, you always, if you're smart, you tune in Friday nights to Spank Wagon Radio, spankwagon.net. Not quite the same when no one else is here to do that. Anyhow, when you tune in to Spank Wagon Radio, I always get kind of ribbed. Oh, all I listen to is techno. All you listen to is techno. Beep, beep, boop. No, not at all. Matter of fact, I listen to a little bit of everything. And I mean everything. So what we're going to do tonight is I just grabbed a bunch of random crap out of my playlist, one of my iPod playlists, sort of like how Murphy does the show every week anyway. And what I decided to do is just prove to you this stuff is on my computer. It shows up on my iPod. It gets cycled in, cycled out. This is the stuff I listen to. And not all of it is techno, amazingly enough. So... Murphy in the chat room, .net. Thank you, Murph. I at least feel the love there. For those of you wondering what the hell that's all about, thank you, Dave. Just go to Spank Wagon Radio or listen to Spank Wagon Radio Fridays, 7 p.m. Pacific, all that good stuff. So what I want to play right now is actually something completely different. I found this little story behind this song. Went to a concert about, gosh, I think it was a full year ago now, with Joker, a listener, and the ex-wife. There's a reason. And we went to go see, not then, now, anyhow. We went to go see Flogging Molly. Not Flogging Molly. See, I don't remember who, because I really didn't get into it as much as everybody had hoped. Yeah, it was Flogging Molly, Float album. Went to go see them live at the House of Blues. Well, one of the opening acts was this very interesting dude and his very wife and his brother called Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band. Very interesting sound, sort of a southern country, delta bluesish kind of a weirdness to them in look and sound. But I really liked them. And I've been looking for a CD from them for a while now. And I walked over to the Zia near my place, great record store, two of them here in Vegas. I think there's only one more, two more like in Phoenix. But I walked over to the Zia Records, I was flipping through the bins, and sure enough, I found an album from them. So what I'm going to do is I just picked a random track from that album, Reverend Payton's Big Damn Band. Tell me what you think. You are listening to Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour, as it's been hijacked by me, Trencher.
I want to thank you all for the food that you made us, but don't hold a can on Mama's fried potatoes. Your manners, but it don't hold a can of Mama's fried potatoes. I want to thank you all for the food that you made us, but it don't hold a can of Mama's fried potatoes. Tomatoes, but it don't hold a can of Mama's fried potatoes. I want to thank you all for the food that you made us, but it don't hold a can of Mama's fried potatoes. But it don't hold a can of Mama's fried potatoes.
All right, we're back. That was Reverend Payton's Big Damn Band. Song was, if you could figure this one out, Mama's Fried Potatoes. Yes, I do listen to a little bit of everything. Actually, it's really interesting to watch him play because it's just him on guitar, his brother Jamie on the drums, very minimal, and then his wife, Breezy, with a washboard. I shit you not. All right, so that was, again, Reverend Payton's Big Damn Band. Actually, the album's from, if I remember correctly, the Whole Fam Damily. Just like I said, picked that up at Zia. And I got to slow down. I noticed I was speaking a mile a minute, and I'm not used to actually not having to share a mic or scream to get my point out. Very refreshing. But if you do want to hear Mass Hysteria, I always recommend Friday nights, Spankwagon Radio. Can I just say that again, Spankwagon Radio? Find us online, spankwagon.net. You can figure that out. What else do I have? Now, I do have some techno that I will be playing sometime today. But before I get to that, one thing I also do enjoy. Now, this isn't really techno, but I love mashups. I love people who take songs or audio clips and just kind of go weird. Yeah, that's the word I'm going to use. Just kind of weird with the music. Case in point, I listened to a group called Negative Land, who actually were, I would say, they are the grandfathers of sampling. They started out a long time ago doing samples and re-edits and taking songs and making mashups out of songs. Recently, they released an album, and it's a weird pronunciation, but like the Thingamajigawoo, or I mean, seriously, that's what it is. Again, another one I picked up recently, but they have a song. I don't know. It's just quirky enough that I have to like it. I'm wired that way. So you are listening to Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour as I completely obliterate the listener accounts by going into the single digits.
If you'll join us in this song, I think you'll recognize it when I start it. Let me get a card.
One, two, three, four. always remember, others may hate you. Those who hate you don't win unless you hate them. And then you destroy yourself.
Richard Nixon died today.
That's just plain poppycock. And then you destroy yourself.
I saw it on the news, they said.
Au revoir. Au revoir. We'll see you again.
Oh, I guess he was okay.
Well, I'm not a crook.
He was the president everybody hated.
Because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. Crook, crook.
And I don't dream about the president anymore.
Crook, crook. As a flower, she grew.
And all of my friends, they say that they don't either.
Crook, crook. And as a fair young flower, she died.
Richard Nixon died today.
Poppycock.
I saw it on the news, they said.
Because people have got to know.
Oh, I guess he was okay.
Their president's a crook.
I'm watching history remade.
Crook, crook.
He went to a special place in heaven.
I have never obstructed justice.
Call your Belinda.
We don't have a good word for English. Poppycock.
And I don't dream about the president anymore.
Crook, crook, as a flower she grew.
And most of my friends, they say that they don't either.
Crook, crook, and as a fair young flower she died.
Richard Nixon died today.
That's just plain poppycock. We'll see you again.
Richard Nixon died today.
We'll see you again. We'll see you again. We'll see you again. We'll see you again. Au revoir.
All right. That was Negative Land. Richard Nixon died today. Again, people who invented the mashup did a lot for sampling. Also, if you really want to look them up, look up their lawsuits against U2. That's where everything gets interesting. Or maybe when they completely fooled the country and made the news media outlets believe that a song of theirs caused this kid to go on a hatchet murdering spree of his family. Now, mind you, they released the press release as a gag to say they did it, released it in the normal channels of all press releases, but the news media, without double-checking everything, went completely wild and decided to run it as a legit news story, again, without double-checking their sources. One might think they worked for TMZ. Anyhow. What's up next? Because I am just playing music. Again, I'm playing music here on the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power. Remember, I am not Mr. Murphy. I am Trencher. And I apologize for that profusely because we all know you were here tuned in specifically for Mr. Murphy. And thus, I have failed most of you. But for those of you who are actually happy, one of you maybe? I don't know. Who are actually happy, let's see. What else do I have in my bag? Ooh, you know what? I think I have to play metal. Yeah, I have to play metal because this is also something not techno that I listen to. So we have mashups and remixes. We have Delta Blues. We have Muse, which is, you know, more modern current rock. So let's see what I have for metal.
Bye.
Okay. That's all I got of that. And that was OTEP Warhead. Gotta love that one. Political song. You figure it out. Go online. All right. You're listening to Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour. Although he keeps trying to remind me that this is the Trenchers Rock and Roll Power Hour, which he's trying to call Trap. I don't know. That sounds even worse than Mraff. Mraff at least has a roll. Trap. Just doesn't roll no matter what you try to do. All right. You know, I'm sitting here, and sitting across from me is a host from The View from Vegas, and he's surfing on the internet. I'm wondering if there's a way I could talk him into starting a line, and then it'd be an over-under line, but like a betting line on post-operation breast sizes of former Spank Wagon Radio hosts or guests. Because we know a lot of guests and hosts now who've had a lot of breast augmentations or reductions. We might actually have a betting line on this one. I don't know. Yeah, reductions. Yes, reductions. Went from multiple letters down to single letters. So, hey, it's good for their back. Not so good for The View. All right, so we're back with the show, and we're going to play music. But, you know, I got to do it. It's been five songs, and I haven't had my techno. I've got to play my techno. I need to play my techno. I'm really sorry. You know, I held out for as long as I could. But I do love the techno. We'll be right back. All right. I had to do it. Had to play some techno. It literally chased Dave out of the studio, unfortunately. I feel really bad. That was The Prodigy, Take Me to the Hospital. Actually, off of their just released CD. They just came out with it about a month, 2 months ago. I think I can remember the name. I just remember the word invasion. Kill All Invaders or Destroy All Invaders. I don't remember. It's one of those two or maybe a hybrid of it. But that was The Prodigy, and I'm sitting here now completely all alone. And thankfully, unlike Mr. Murphy, I'm keeping my pants on. That's a benefit to everyone. And I know it's radio, and it's still a benefit to everyone. So I do want to remind you guys that this is just a one-off thing. This is me being Trencher here in the studio. And I'm playing music that I have on my iPod because I have to prove it to people, Murphy, that I listen to way more music than just techno. Murphy sucks. And that because I do, and no one believes me, well, I got to just do things like this. Take advantage of the fact that he's out today because he has a cold. Actually, I got to be fair. He's doing this one smart because Friday, the 1st of May, 2009, Spankwagon Radio will be live at the Palms. Actually, no, we won't be. Murphy and Decaf, Big Daddy Decaf to all of you, will be at the Palms for the Wolverine premiere. So if you are live, or I should say if you live in Vegas and you're listening to this before the 1st of May 19... Oh, Jesus, I am all over the board. Let me try this again. If you're listening to this and it's before May 1st, 2009, then you need to go to the Palms, buy a ticket, go to comicoasis.com. I don't care how. Just get in legally, and make sure you enjoy the show because Mr. Murphy and Big Daddy Decaf will be your MCs for the event. Derek from Comic Oasis formally invited Spankwagon Radio. I, however, bought a plane ticket to leave the state. Wolverine premiere. I'm a comic collector. I mean, between the three of us at Spankwagon, I'm the comic book nerd. Seriously. Murphy is gracious enough to store all of my boxes of comics, and I mean all of them, 14 or 15 boxes full of comics at his house. And I'm the comic nerd, and I'm not going to be there because I bought a plane ticket to go to the Midwest. There are shades of stupid that I am. But that's what's going on. So find out more information, though, by going to spankwagon.net, and I'm sure Mr. Murphy will post something up soon telling people where to go and how to get there and what to do and where to buy the tickets and get in, because I think the tickets are very limited, like only a 181 of them or something like that. And if you're a comic book fan, more importantly, a Wolverine fan, that number has significance. Now, I'm thinking nerd stuff, so I'm going to switch my playlist up just a hair. I'm thinking nerd stuff right now, and I got to play something that actually does get rotated through my iPod. For those of you who don't know, well, you know, you guys should know what this is. I mean, if I've got nerds out there listening, someone should know what this is.
Here we are, born to be kings. We're the princes of the universe. Here we belong. Fighting to survive in a war with the darkest power. Hey!
People talk about you. People say you've had your day. I'm a man that will go far. Find the moon and reach for the stars. With my sword and hand, I gotta bust the dust. First time, yeah. I know that people talk about me. I hear it every day. But I can prove it wrong because I'm right. First time, yeah. Yeah. All right, let's go.
Wow. Yeah, that kind of flies into the rotation on the iPod frequently, at least something from that CD. Now, a little bit of trivia. You know what that song is, Princes of the Universe. Everybody's going, oh, yeah, that's the Highlander TV show theme song. Well, yeah, you're right. But it's actually, we all know it's from Queen, but what it is actually is not necessarily a soundtrack as so much as they released a CD called It's a Kind of Magic. And it wasn't considered a soundtrack album. It was actually just considered a Queen album. And several of the songs on this album were used in the Highlander movie and Highlander TV series. The one song, though, that a lot of us super nerds, and I am a super nerd and I'll never deny that, we wish that the Queen version of I Love New York, we wish that was released. It's out there. It has to be out there somewhere. I've never seen it, though, so I will just assume someone else may have it and can steal it for me on the interwebs, peer-to-peer. And Murphy goes, Highlander movie theme song. You're right, I caught myself. Thank you, Murph. Murph's chatting to me in the chat room, by the way, and if you are listening live, or even if you're listening to the podcast, all you have to do is go to spankwagon.net, click on the chat live or chat now or whatever I wrote the link as because I'll change it next week probably anyway. And join in. We'd love to see you live and in person and chatting along and talking about the music because really every Tuesday, 9 to 10 Pacific Standard, Murphy plays the music. He brings the music. What we don't get to do during Spankwagon because that is a talk show, he branched out. He forged a lead into the music world. And definitely has done us very proud as he's gone into like 20 some odd shows now, 20 some odd weeks of Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour. And he's really giving me hell in the chat room right now because it is the theme to the movie. You're right. I goofed. Okay. If I had a post and gave a shit, I'd edit it. But I don't. Anyhow, let's switch gears a little bit again. Let's go into the 90s. God, you know, great band. They released their first big album. Were considered, technically, they are one-hit wonders, although I have found another couple albums, of course. And, it's good music. But seriously, this is still a completely retardedly fun song, and I love listening to it. And yes, I do sing out loud to it.
I'm sad alone. Love lingered, last in line for brains and
Oh, yeah, the Presidents of the United States of America. Lump. See, good shit. Great music. And that's what this is about at Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour. Wow. Which you can find here at LVRocks.com, the main studio. But, of course, everything you need to know about every branch, if you can say that. Every branch, every little facet of Spank Wagon, you can find online at spankwagon.net, which includes podcasts of, well, this show, and also, of course, that one, a little more insignificant, little, you know, not quite as widely respected or thought of in the highest of manner or esteem, Spank Wagon Radio, that Friday nights at 7 Pacific. People don't like that one nearly as much as they love Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour, and I'm very, very honored to actually have to fill in for the ailing and sick and Blue Flu Murphy to actually get to screw around on his podcast and make it a complete fucking shamble. So with that being said, I think we need to go with some more music, more stuff from my music pile. You know, one thing I will say, I'm not a huge punk fan, but I'm a big-time post-punk fan. Yes, there is a difference. Again, I don't want to explain it to you. Look it up on the internet. You'll figure it out. One of the icons of the post-punk era, though, is Joy Division. Now, I have some song, and I don't remember. I have a lot of their CDs, and not really a lot because they didn't really put out a lot, but I feel like the Peel Sessions Closer and so on. But they also did one released as Warsaw before they were known as Joy Division, and I think this is the copy of They Walked in Line. I'll have to listen to it, and after I hear it, then I'll know for sure. But Joy Division, They Walked in Line.
Shame on
You know, something I was noticing as I was playing my playlist here, I got a lot of political stuff. Semi-political or something with a political-ish feel. But if you... Well, by the way, that one was the Warsaw version of They Walked in Line, and the only reason I can tell is the bass is a little more driven, and the chorus sounds like it was recorded in a 7-Eleven bathroom. That's how I can tell. But that was Joy Division. Now, for your homework for this week, and I fully expect this to be written in an essay form, tell me, what is Joy Division? And I don't mean the band. I mean, what did the band name themselves after? Joy Division. That's your homework. Turn it in next week during next week's Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour. I'm sure he'll just love that. Or you can email me, trencher@spankwagon.net. I'd love to hear what you think. You can also, well, email any of us, you know, murphy@spankwagon.net, all that good stuff. But it's all on the site. So where do I go from here? And you know what's funny is I'm looking at the clock. Now I understand why Murphy runs over so damn much. I think I'm going to run over a bit too because I'm really enjoying playing all this music. And I do have only a few songs left. This one, oop, hit a button too soon because that isn't what I wanted to play. This one actually, I think I got a friend in trouble because someone thought that he was joining a cult because of this song and because I left the CD at their house and their dad found it. Now, this is years and years and years ago. Their dad found it, looked at the album. It's called My Life with a Thrill Kill Cult. The song is Cooler Than Jesus, but the song should, if I remember correctly, came from Confessions of a Knife and Bloody Knife on the spinning CD and all this stuff. Yeah. Needless to say, his dad freaked out and, you know, I was told, don't bring this weird shit around. But this is weird shit. This is sort of techno-ish. Yeah, this is more techno-ish. So like I said, I can't get away from it. I guess Murphy might have some ground to stand on here. But you are listening to Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour as determined, defined, or as fucked up by me, Trencher. Let's keep listening.
You're my brother.
Yes. My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult. Song is Cooler Than Jesus. Guaranteed to get your friends in trouble. Everyone in trouble. You're all going out. You're going in a cult. Oh, my God. You're listening to Satan music. Oh. Yeah, whatever. All right. So you're listening to Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour as interpreted by me, Trencher. This has been fun. Got only a few minutes left, but I'm going to go over because why not? I was going to say, you know, one thing I do enjoy is doing internet radio and radio in general, I guess you could say, because really we're so close to being damn near legit that we almost have to stop swearing. But that ain't fucking happening. Again, I'm Trencher. I got the face for radio and a voice that can only be appreciated by the deaf. So let's go into the next song, shall we?
I'm the only one who thinks this way.
And, you know, that is, in my humble opinion, how everybody should live. I want to do everything. I want to know everyone. Yeah. No, awesome shit. All right, that Nine Inch Nails, I do not want this. Off of the Downward Spiral, another bit of the 90s there for you. 94 came out. Oh, awesome album. To me, that defines Nine Inch Nails. I'm sorry, I love their old stuff, the Two Broken and Pretty Hate Machine. I love their new stuff, but Nine Inch Nails isn't defined by those as much as they are defined by that one album, Downward Spiral. And this song, everybody was all about Closer. I want to fuck you like an No. This song, to me, is a defining song. Good to identify with, in my opinion. Now, you are, again, listening to Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour as we go over. Does that mean I'm technically in a buffer overrun? Anyway. One more song, I think, and then I'll play my closing credits. Hope you all have enjoyed this. I really have. You know, now I understand the addiction of doing this kind of stuff. I forget, you know, you do a talk show for the past almost 9 years, and you do forget how awesome it is just to do a music show. Back in the day, we used to call this a show not show, when I would be the only one in the studio for Spankwagon, and for whatever reason, people just wouldn't show up. I would always have a playlist ready, just in case. 2 hours of music, and I called it a show not show. Kind of miss doing those, and I got to say thanks, Murph, for calling out sick and letting the substitute teacher play here have a little fun doing, you know, I guess this is a show, not show. One more song, though. This one, you know, I got to switch up gears. Not necessarily techno, not necessarily mashup, but really good music with just a hint of remixing. Okay, a little more than a hint. Beatles. Yes, Beatles. Matter of fact, more specifically, Beatles from their Cirque du Soleil show, Love, which I really enjoy. I've seen it once. I definitely will be seeing it again if I ever get that loan through to buy the tickets. And if you're ever out here in Vegas, it's one of those shows you just got to see. Of all the Cirques, yeah, this one's pretty high up on my list. I've seen O. I've seen Mystere. I've not seen Ka. To me, it just sounds weird going to a Cirque du Soleil show that's poop. And they admit it, Ka. Anyhow, let me end with the bad jokes, because it is 10 o'clock here in Vegas, and I've been up since about 5:30 this morning. So let me just play the damn song.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Seven big flowers of yellow and green, towering over your head. Look for the girl with the sun in her eyes, and she's gone. Marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drip past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you.
You see in the sky with us. scene pauses with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope.
Oh, yeah, my time's up. You've been listening to Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour. I've been your substitute voice on the interwebs, Trencher. This episode of MRAF has been brought to you by me, produced by me, coordinated by moi. Learn all about the madness of Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour. Hell, learn about Spankwagon, all of our shows, all of our hosts, by going to spankwagon.net. I strongly encourage you to. Hopefully next week, Mr. Murphy will be back to restore the goodness that is the rock and roll and restore the order to the world as I sit in my apartment alone, listening and recording. If you've liked what you've heard, all you got to do is go to spankwagon.net, subscribe to the podcast feeds, read the posts, go to the forum. Lots of good stuff in the forum. But enough about that. You everyone. Lost my flow. Everyone, you have a great week. Remember, no Spankwagon, as Mr. Murphy and Big Daddy Decaf are going to be at the Palms for the Wolverine premiere. Learn more, spankwagon.net, comicoasis.com. We'll all be back. Mr. Murphy will be back with you next Tuesday. And, of course, the week for that Friday, following Friday, we'll all be back together in the studio. So until then, have a great week. Thank you for listening to my look, kids. I listen to more than just techno. Episode of Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour. See ya.